英検2級過去6回全問題集 CD1 2010年度第2回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number one. Honey, did you take a look at the stereo?
Yes, I did. It's definitely broken, and I can't seem to fix it. We'll have to take it to the electronics shop for repairs.
Okay. We can stop there on the way to the shopping mall this afternoon.
Good idea.I'll go and put it in the trunk of the car.
Question. What does the man tell the woman? Number two. Wow, hello, Brian. I haven't seen you since college.
Jackie, what are you doing these days?
I worked at a software company for several years, but now I'm married and take care of my kids. How about you?
I just finished cooking school, and I've started working as a chef downtown.
Question. What do we learn about Jackie and Brian?Number three. Excuse me, may I use a credit card at this restaurant?
Let's see. I'm sorry, but your bill is $7. We only accept credit cards for amounts over $10.
I'm afraid I don't have any cash with me.
Let me check with the manager. We might be able to accept a credit card in this case.
Question.Why is the man going to talk to the manager? Number four.
Honey, could you turn down the volume on the TV? I'm trying to read.
You should watch this show. It's really interesting.
I'm sure it is, but I'm reading this book right now.
You might find it quieter if you read in the dining room. Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number five. Hello?
Hi, Mom. It's Eddie.I've got something to tell you. I got a new job.
Really? Is it there in Montreal?
Actually, no. It's in Vancouver, not far from where you and Dad live. I'll be moving next month.
I can't believe it. Your father is going to be so happy when I tell him. Question. What is one thing Eddie tells his mother?Number six. It feels like winter. This weather is really cold for April.
Yeah, I heard the temperature might drop below zero tonight.
Really? I hope not. I've just put some new plants in my garden. If it gets too cold, they'll freeze and die.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get that cold.
Question. What is the woman worried about? Number 7. Adam, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sorry, Kate. I have to hurry to my next class. It's on the other side of campus.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you about McFarley's restaurant downtown. You used to work there, right? I'm thinking of getting a part-time job there.
Yeah, that's right. Give me a call later, and we can talk about it.
Question. Why does the woman want to talk to the man? Number 8.
Excuse me. While my wife and I are staying at this hotel, we'd like to take a hike in the forest nearby. Are there any dangerous animals there?
No, there aren't, sir. Here, let me give you a map of the local trails.
Thank you.
I recommend this trail by the lake. It's really lovely with all the autumn leaves. Question. What does the man want to do? Number 9. I really need to start exercising more to get back in shape. I've put on a lot of weight recently.
What do you plan to do about it, Amy?
I was thinking of riding my bike to work instead of driving. It should only take 20 minutes from my apartment.
Good idea. And that way you'll save money on gas and parking, too.
Question. Why is the woman thinking of riding her bike to work? Number 10. May I help you, sir?
Yes. I bought this computer game for my son, but he already has it. Can I get a refund?
I'm afraid we can only give your money back if the game doesn't work. But you can exchange it for a different one if you have the receipt.
Okay, I'll choose another game.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the man? Number 11. What's that in your garage, Dennis?
My father's making a boat. He's been building it for 2 years.
That's great. When is he going to finish it?
To tell you the truth, I don't think he'll ever finish. It's just his dream. He's too busy at the office to do much work on it.
Question. What is one thing the boy says about the boat? Number 12. I've finished all my work, so I'm going home now. Have a nice weekend, Brent.
You too, Heidi. Don't forget your umbrella. It started raining.
I didn't bring one today.
I have an extra fold-up umbrella here in my desk. You can use that. It's old, so you don't have to give it back to me.
Question. What does the man tell the woman about the umbrella? Number 13. Happy's Vegetarian Restaurant.
Hi, I've never been to your restaurant before. Can you tell me what kind of food you serve?
We have a variety of dishes made with tofu or beans instead of meat. We also have salads, grilled vegetables, and desserts.
Well, I don't like tofu, but everything else sounds interesting. I'll make a reservation.
Question. What does the man ask about the restaurant? Number 14.
Mom, the pocket on my shirt is coming off. Can you fix it?
Well, I can show you how to sew it back on yourself.
You mean I have to do my own sewing from now on?
That's right. I'm not going to do everything for you forever. Question. What will the boy's mother do? Number 15. Excuse me, I'm looking for a funny-looking fruit that I saw in a magazine.
Do you know what it's called?
No, there was just a picture, so I don't know. But it's yellow and shaped like a star. It looked really interesting, so I want to try it.
Oh, right. That's called a star fruit. We have them in the fruit and vegetable section, right next to the coconuts and papayas.
Question. What does the woman want to do?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 16.Peggy works in an office on weekdays, and recently she has also started working on Saturdays in a cafe. She decided to take this part-time job because her husband works on Saturdays, so she cannot spend time with him on that day. Also, she wants to earn some extra money. Peggy and her husband are saving money to buy a house. Question.What did Peggy decide to do? Number 17.
Thomas has always had a fear of flying in airplanes, so he tries to take trains or buses when he travels. This weekend, he will attend a class to help him lose his fear.There will be a lecture on how safe planes are, and class members will be taken on a short flight. If the class goes well, Thomas would like to take a vacation overseas this year.
Question. What problem does Thomas have? Number 18.While Mary was reading the local newspaper last weekend, she saw an article about an environmental group. It said that volunteers from the group get together every weekend and pick up trash in parks and other public places. Mary wanted to help improve the local environment, so she decided to become a member. She plans to go out with the group every Saturday afternoon.Question. What did Mary decide to do? Number 19.
Attention customers. Thank you for shopping at Westwood Department Store. Would Ms. Sharon Newman go back to the cosmetics department on the first floor, please?Your credit card was found on the floor near one of the counters there. I repeat, Ms. Sharon Newman, please return to the cosmetics department.
Question. What probably happened? Number 20. Stephen runs a book club at his university.He wanted to find an easy way to communicate with other members, so he decided to start a website. Now, he puts information about the club's activities there. Also, Book club members can write their own messages on the website. Many of the members use it to recommend books. Question: Why did Stephen start a website?Number 21.
Richard Martin was a politician in the United Kingdom. In 1822, Martin helped create the first law to protect animals from bad treatment. 2 years later, Martin and others created a group for protecting animals that soon became known as the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.This organization is now famous throughout the country for its activities.
Question: What did Richard Martin do in 1822? Number 22. Nancy is studying business at college.She had to write a report about the new shopping mall in the city. She wanted to learn what local business people thought of the mall. So she called some of them and arranged to interview them. It took a long time to collect their opinions, but when she was done, she was able to write an excellent report. Question: How did Nancy do research for her report?Number 23.
Steve will start college this year. Steve's parents are going to pay his college fees, but Steve will have to get the money for everything else by himself. The biggest expense will be renting an apartment. Luckily, his bank offers special loans for college students, so he will be able to borrow some money. During summer vacation,He'll get a part-time job to pay it back.
Question: How will Steve pay the rent for his apartment? Number 24. Good afternoon, students. Welcome to Introduction to Psychology. I'm Professor Roberta Williams.I hope you've all bought your textbooks. Every week, we will discuss a new topic from the textbook. Notes for each class will be put on the class website, where you can look at them if you like. The website address is written on the blackboard. Question: What does the professor say students can do online?Number 25.
Before telephones were invented, the fastest way for people to communicate over long distances was to use a machine called an electrical telegraph. Telegraphs use long wires like telephones, but they can only send and receive simple signals. To send messages, different signals were used for each letter of the alphabet.And telegraph operators translated these signals into words. Eventually, telephones became more popular, and telegraphs are rarely used today.
Question: What is one thing the speaker says about telegraphs? Number 26.Polly went to law school after college. But when she finished, she did not become a lawyer like most of her classmates. Instead, she chose to work for a construction company. The company has to prepare a lot of documents while it is working on a building. Polly's job is to check these documents. Her knowledge of the law is very useful in her job. Question: What did Polly do after she graduated from law school? Number 27.
Riding a bicycle can be dangerous. In fact, many bicycles are hit by cars every year. In the United States, one group of people is trying something new to reduce the number of accidents. They paint bicycles white and hang them near the sites of bicycle accidents. They hope that people will see these bicycles and remember to drive more carefully.
Question. Why is the group hanging up white bicycles? Number 28. Philip works at a sportswear company. Next month, the company will celebrate its 10th anniversary, and Philip's boss has asked him to organize a party. He has already found a hotel with a conference room that would be suitable for the event. But before he can reserve the room, he has to have a meeting with the company's managers to choose the date. Question. What has Philip been asked to do recently? Number 29.
Good evening, and welcome to the first evening of the Brentville Music Festival. We have a surprise guest tonight, the world-famous guitarist Oscar West. He will be on stage at about 8 p.m. to play some of the songs from his new album. After his performance, he will be signing T-shirts in the lobby.
Question. What will Oscar West do after his performance? Number 30. Crater Lake is a very deep lake in the United States. The lake is at the top of an old volcano. Its water is famous for being very clean and clear. No rivers flow into Crater Lake, so the water there comes only from rain and snow. This is one reason that the water has stayed very pure. Question. What is one thing we learn about Crater Lake?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて、答えの記入をやめてください。